My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
I mean, no offense when I say this.
I'm offended.
I know. I didn't know Jason Hayward was still in the majors until last night when he hit the go-ahead home run for the Doyers.
I only know because he's in my division. That's the only reason I know.
You know what's interesting? I was listening to Colin did a podcast, and he was talking about baseball. And he said, this year's actually really good for baseball. It's something we had talked about the passing tweet, right?
Like, kind of wide open.
How wide open it feels, how kind of cool it is, the teams involved. But he was talking about buying futures of things. And it's interesting because, like, I'm following my Bravos, even though I've quit.
Yeah.
And then come back and then quit and then come back.
Everybody still has a chance. You get in the playoffs, you never know what the hell could happen.
Right. I don't know. I've stopped. The way I said I was at the beginning of the year and almost to the All-Star break, I stopped following everything else.
Yeah.
And I don't know what this is, but I just have no, I have none of it in me to follow the league.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is about that sport. I just eventually, I'll start out strong. I'll watch baseball. I'll watch the MLB Network. Oh, sure. Here we go. I check standings. But I don't follow the league, and I can't do it for a whole year. It's like just my team and then dabble in some Mariners because we're semi-local, and I see people on my Twitter timeline that are Mariners fans.
Yes.
So I learned yesterday, Jason Hayward, indeed, still a Major League Baseball player.
This is the biggest problem facing the league, and it's when their season ends. It's not a good time, man. Like, we are all as a country, not all of us, but the vast majority of us, are turning our gaze towards a new, more attractive lady that is walking down the hallway.
Caitlin Clark.
And it is football. Football is here.
That too.
And there were numbers that came out this weekend. So on this topic, I saw that, do you know who played in I believe it was the final event of their season. They had a LIV golf event this weekend.
Oh, God. Don't give me those numbers. We know they're awful.
They had a playoff. It was Jon Rahm versus Brooks Koepka.
Okay.
That's as big. I mean,
that's a good major final.
That's as big a name as you can get. Hideki Matsuyama.
I had a full body boner for 2 weeks.
Yeah. Not many people did. Hideki Matsuyama won the PGA Tour event. This was Brooks versus Rahm, two titans of the sport.
And Hideki blew the lead and then came back.
Came back
right?
And won. Yeah. Yes. The ratings for both of them, Hideki winning got about 2 million viewers. That was down 1 million from last year, where I believe the event happened maybe a week earlier.
Okay.
So it's down 1 million viewers. For Brooks versus Rahm, they had like 130,000 viewers this weekend on the CW.
Yeah.
And it was beat by Pickleball on CBS, which had 295,000 viewers. So it was a good reminder of, I just think as a country, we're all shifting our gaze. When I was watching sports this weekend, I was watching preseason football, but I'm a golf guy. I watch very little golf this weekend.
Right.
And it would behoove baseball. They will never do it. And we've done this conversation a million times to find a way to end your season now and have this be your World Series and have this be your postseason instead of trying to go head to head, because I think that's a huge part of it where there's other things that you're interested in. There's other things that you're reading about. There's other things that you're watching. And we just only have so much bandwidth as a sports fan to follow. You can't follow an entire league. You're going to follow your team. They play every single day, so that's already a big workload to begin with. And then you're getting ready for football season, which kicks off on Saturday.
Well, Colin said something that I don't think you would agree with, and I don't understand most people not agreeing with it, but it did make me think, and I kind of leaned agreeing with him. Like, if you had a 5-year out buying futures, the cost of what the media rights deal for baseball is and the cost of what the WNBA would cost, what would you buy futures in? Because I would buy the WNBA over baseball.
Yeah.
The ratings with Caitlin Clark and Angel Reese have been phenomenal.
They have.
I know in my house, and I have like an all-girl house, so it's a little different for me than it would be for you. It's just, it's on all the time. Mm-hmm. And even if I'm not the one starting it, my wife is watching it all the time. And so it was just interesting to think about. Baseball has made a lot of changes. I think it was Carl Ravitch that complimented and talked about how good the pitch clock has been for the game.
Yes.
We have not brought this up because I was out. Maybe you brought it up. The rule idea of not allowing pitching changes until after the sixth inning.
I didn't even see that. Who's proposing that?
It's a rumor.
This is a rumor.
It's a rumor.
You can't change a pitcher until the sixth inning?
They're thinking about making the starter go.
What if the guy's giving up 12 runs in the third inning?
They want runs.
No, they said that if you give up 5 runs, 6 innings, or after 100 pitches. So there are a couple of parameters around this.
They want guys to give up runs.
Yeah, I think
they want more runs. They want offense and baseball, and they're not getting it.
No, and I think you're barking up the wrong tree here. You definitely need more offense. They're way, like, not to pick on Schulte here. Mariners.
Why are we picking on Schulte?
You're not picking on me. I'm not a hitter for the Seattle Mariners.
I was looking at that box score this morning and just laughing at the batting averages of guys in their lineup. And you could do that on a daily basis. They added Randy Arozarena, correct pronunciation.
Yes, sir.
And in the month of August, he's hitting like .189 with no home runs and 3 RBIs.
Turned it around.
That's not fun to watch. No. It's not enjoyable. And the fans want to gouge their eyes out every time their team's on TV. I don't think this fixes the problem, though. I'm all for eliminating the starter or the opener. I am all for that. When my team has an opener, I almost want to rip the TV off the wall. I cannot stand it. It's stupid. Starting pitchers exist for a reason.
Agreed.
I hate changing pitchers every inning. It's the worst thing that's happened in baseball.
Yeah.
But the primary issue here is not that starters aren't going 6 innings. It's that guys are not taught to hit a ball correctly, and pitching is better than it has ever been.
But the pitching's better than it's ever been, so like there's clearly a thing that you could do to tweak it slightly to give the hitters a little bit more of an
advantage.
Yeah,
you start – the second you have a couple of guys –
You can't put the bump maybe down more.
I think the second you have a couple of Tommy John injuries, whether it's a correct blaming or not, people will lose their mind. I don't think the players' union would ever go for this.
Well, doesn't this mess with like the actual competitive balance of a game too? You're right that they want more runs. They're trying to increase eyes on the game here, and I think you know you talk about like the speed of the game has gotten better. More offense is happening. They've seen it from 3 years ago going up, but you can't get too greedy. I feel like you're messing with the wrong rules.
I guess I should say to clarify that. They have seen run numbers go up.
Yeah.
It's the hitting.
Batting averages are down.
It's either like, hey, we unloaded tonight and got multiple homers, or, man, that was a really boring 2-hour and 58-minute game where my team had 4 hits.
Yeah, it went really fast.
You know what I mean? Like, there's no middle ground for the sport. And I think what I'm trying to say is they just want more general offense, not like so much just the run scoring. It's like, hey, let's put the ball out there and put it in play a little bit. I don't know. I will say you were out. We were doing the show, me and Schulte, when Arozarena got traded.
Yeah.
And I'm not acting like our whole audience is all Mariner fans. I know we talk about them probably more so than any other team.
Mm-hmm.
But that was a happy day. It felt like most people were like through the moon, like the biggest trade they'd made in God knows how long.
I mean, the entire league thought like the Mariners won the trade deadline.
Yeah,
Arozarena,
that was a
Turner
big deal. They got like A's on grade reports of trades, and we had listeners which I'm so jacked. We're going for it, and like
we got a guy.
But then the last 5 games, 0-3, 0-5, 0-3, 0-3,
0-4. 1-7. 1-7 on the road trip.
I mean, it's not good, Bob. It's not good.
Somebody should lose their jobs, but it's not going
to
happen.
The owner should do it. We need to stop blaming just Scott Service.
No,
this
is
above his pay.
This is all on the owner.
Absolutely.
It flows downhill.
But Jerry DePoto's not going to fire Scott Service because he's saving his job. And it's frustrating because he already waited too long, in my opinion, till the trade deadline to make deals. And he only did that because he had to save his job. When it became clear, oh, my holier-than-thou philosophy isn't actually working. If they made these moves in December, if they would have spent $20 million more. I'm not talking 100. I'm talking 20 mil more.
Yeah.
We may not be in the position that we're in, and you're forcing mediocre hitters to step up and try to produce when they literally just can't. And along with their organizational philosophy that's just bunk at the play, I could go on for an hour and I will stop.
Yeah, that was a tough one to blow last night. You felt like you had one and then it slipped through. The Dodgers will do that to you. The Dodgers are in my division. I see them often. They are an evil empire, and it's not fun to play them, especially when their stupid loud music's blaring and their lights are dimming. I can't stand that team, so I know exactly what you went through.
They use the same sound as the Lakers now. That dun, 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 dun.
The organ does not stop playing, and it's at a volume 17 out of 10 the entire game. It drives me nuts when I watch Dodger games. Mm. I think there is a rule change that could happen that would affect the sport in a positive way. I just don't think six innings is the right number.
Well, it's just a rumor.
Sure.
It's not something
that... I am all for. If you eliminate the opener and you say you have to start a starting pitcher every game, and you can't go bullpen four different guys in the first four innings, I think that's a positive move for the sport. I want to get rid of that, and I want to reemphasize to organizations that starting pitching matters, and you need to spend on it. You need to develop it. You need to have guys that can eat up innings. That's an important part of the game. I don't know if it brings more offense. I don't know what the counterpunch is or what the side effect is, but having guys that you can rely on as horses that you can go and you're forced to pitch five games a week, I would be all for that change.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.